This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1171. A Painful Lesson at the Age of 50, What the Universe Has Taught Me, by Eddie Corbano of lovesagame.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to ORD. My name is Greg Audino, and I am your host and narrator. Now, today, the post I'll be sharing with you comes from the breakup master himself, Eddie Corbano. Well, almost. He'll be sharing a story from one of his students that was able to successfully overcome a breakup and move on with haste and happiness. So let's hear a bit about what his student Pat has learned as we optimize your life. A Painful Life Lesson at the Age of 50, What the Universe Has Taught Me, by Eddie Corbano of lovesagame.com. There's so much wisdom in this breakup recovery success story. I often come back to it and read it. You can almost feel the beautiful soul vibrating between the lines, and the pain he went through only made it shine more. Here it is. When my relationship ended, I was crushed. At the time, I thought this was the lady that I was waiting for, and she ended it. I was very lost and confused over the whole thing. I guess what it was, I had never fallen in love like this before. I was married for 23 years to a woman that I never loved, but stayed so that I could raise my children, not someone else. There were times I should have left, but didn't. My children are adults now, and they thank me for staying. Then, I met my dream girl. Or so I thought. She is the same age as me, and absolutely beautiful. We were together for a year and a half, and then it ended. About an hour before my first granddaughter was born. The emotional roller coaster. It was about 4 months after the relationship ended, and I could not get her out of my mind. I kept in contact with her because I still wanted to be friends, but it tore me apart every time I saw her. I couldn't sleep. I thought about her all the time. I drove everyone around me crazy talking about her and wondering why it ended, why she didn't want to be with me anymore. I was miserable. Then, one day, I was on the internet looking for relationship answers. I saw your website and clicked on it. I started to read, and I thought, this might just help. The turning point. I was a little reluctant to purchase the course, but I thought, what have I got to lose? As I started going through the course, my eyes were opened. I could relate to so much of what I read. The hopeless feeling, the confusion, the hurt, and I'm thinking that I'm not alone. The no contact rule has got to be the best thing ever. The worksheets and journaling are great, but the thing I love the most is the hypnotic audio. I meditate, and I've incorporated the hypnotic audio with my meditation. I listen to the hypnotic audio in the morning when I get up and meditate at night. It has given me peace in my heart and mind. I heard it said that the mind can be busy like a chattering monkey. You have to quiet the chatter. This definitely has helped with that. When I read the message given to you, never love too much, he who loves too much can never be alone, I thought about that for a while. And then it was like, wow, so true. The journey called life. I'm on my new path on this journey we call life. And at 50 years old, I never thought that I would be going down this road. But it is incredible. It hurts, it loves, but that's how we grow. Grass doesn't grow on the mountaintops. It grows in the valleys, and they can get dark at times. But if you continue to grow and work on yourself, and only you can do that, life has so much to offer us. We just need to get through the valleys and start climbing back up, and we'll be on top again. I genuinely believe that the universe likes to test us, and takes us out of our comfort zone and teach us a life lesson once in a while. And if you learn that lesson, then everything around you changes and blessings come to you. In this lesson, I'm learning how to truly love me and appreciate me. I've looked back at my past relationships, and I was a repeat offender. I kept finding toxic relationships. No more. From now on, I'm looking out for me. It isn't easy, as you know. But to look at yourself and understand why we get into these relationships, it is definitely an eye-opener. Your course is awesome, and I would recommend this to anyone. But I think, now this is just me, if you want to heal, you have to roll your sleeves up and really work on you in order to bring change into your life. I know firsthand that I was seeking answers to questions and asking everyone around me looking for the answers, when all along, they were within me. Your course helped me to find those answers. A noticeable improvement. I still occasionally think about her, but not all the time like before, and in time it will be less and less. I wish her nothing but the best on her journey. I truly mean that. I hope she finds herself. She's a good person, just not the person for me. As for me, I take one day at a time and enjoy loving me. It's only a little over 30 days since the no contact rule, and I'm feeling great. I'm continuing on and work on affirmations daily, and we'll see right through to the 60 days. I know I have some stuff to deal with her, but that'll happen in time when I'm ready to deal with it, when I know that I won't turn into a puddle being around her. I know I can do it because I'm strong and I love me. And at the end of the day, I only have me. You were given a gift to help people, Eddie, and I thank you for helping me. One happy student, Pat. You just listened to the post titled, A Painful Life Lesson at the Age of 50, What the Universe Has Taught Me, by Eddie Corbano of lovesagame.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. Okay, and a good review there from Pat, that's for sure. He's clearly feeling inspired and motivated, trying to encourage other prospective students of Eddie's to feel the same, I suppose. And what I love about his current state of mind is his reinstated level of perspective, right? Now, this is usually the first thing that we lose after a breakup. Scarcity can just wash over us, and it's so easy to feel as though we won't find another person, we won't be able to work our way into another great relationship, and so on. It's a natural response, and there's nothing wrong with it. But in the midst of our suffering, if we can look back and remember all the times we have overcome, all the times we have had to climb back up any mountain, then alongside the pain, we can also be reminded that we will eventually adapt. And no, it doesn't have to be right now. But there also doesn't have to be the lie that we are incapable of recovery. It's just a little truth we can tell ourselves when things are going wrong, whether in a relationship or elsewhere. So try to remember that the next time it seems like bouncing back is just nowhere in sight. And that'll do it for today, everybody. Thanks a lot for listening, and I do hope you're able to apply some of these ideas while still allowing yourself to feel troubled. That's critical. I'm going to get out of here for now, but I invite you to join me again tomorrow for yet another installment of ORD, and that's where your optimal life awaits.